Blog Talk Radio.
Hold it now.
Talk Productions, one of the few black-owned radio stations that discuss solutions to issues in the black community, present Black Urban America. The call-in number is 516-531-9540. That's 516-531-9540. So all you cats that listening by laptops that want to make a comment, just press 1 if you want to make a comment. Now, the lineup is Tuesday night. We have myself. My name is Kenny Jones for Black Urban America. Tomorrow night, we have The Cutting Edge with Michonne Williams. On Saturday nights, we have Provocative Thought with Carlton Sneed. All shows starts at 8 o'clock p.m. In a couple of weeks, we'll be adding a new show. The Port of Harlem Magazine Hour will be coming on Thursday nights at 8 p.m. That show will be happening in a couple of weeks. So, in a couple of weeks, we'll have 4 shows a week, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. And we will be adding 2 more shows by the end of the year. Now, have anyone heard the status of R. Kelly? Because I don't know. I really don't keep up with singers and R&B. I keep up a little bit with the old school rappers. I really don't keep up with R&B celebrities and stuff like that. Everyone knows what the rumors or what he's been accused of. Netflix, which I saw, Netflix really, interview a lot of young ladies and women that accuse R. Kelly of what he did, statutory rape, sexual assault, and upon other charges, kidnapping, false imprisonment. I don't know. I wasn't there. And you hear rumors about the parents of these girls. I don't know. Tonight we have a guest that's in support of R. Kelly, and I guess she's going to explain why. She is the CEO at Orissa Michelle, and she's working on her doctorate. And her name, I want to welcome tonight, Orissa Stewart. And
greetings
to Black Urban America.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good here. I'm doing good. So I was listening to you about, you know, because I know you said you don't keep up with the with what's going on with him, with Robert Sylvester Kelly.
No. I said I don't keep up with celebrities.
Oh, right, gotcha. So you think you're with the story, though?
Yeah, that's not my cup of tea. You know, I don't keep up with movies. Never did. I don't keep up with movie stars and the latest movies and stuff like that. You know, my attention is spent on other matters, you know. But
right.
I could discuss any issue on earth. Yeah, so go ahead, Ms. Stewart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I haven't really been keeping up as much as I used to, but I do know the updates and everything. I never watched the docuseries. I never did.
I did.
See, I didn't watch it because I knew, number one, it was going to be that docuseries, it took 17 months to put together. So, and then a lot of their stories, when I watched the bits and pieces of it, and then, you know, listening to them tell their stories on different platforms and how their stories changed, I didn't feel that they were being truthful. And then now that R. Kelly has been indicted and all that stuff, and the crazy thing is, they still don't have evidence. It's like, I mean, they were just getting the media hyped up, saying, oh, my God, we found 100 devices. You know, that has R. Kelly's music on it, you know, in his storage. Nothing really has been really substantiated, and this is really coming from their attorney, Steve Greenberg and Doug Anton. You know, it's just like the biggest misuse of the law, you know, the charges that they're charging him with is just unbelievable. And, you know, when they say the underage girl thing, they
accused R. Kelly of these behaviors for 20 years, though.
Say what now?
They've been accusing R. Kelly of this behavior for 20 years, though.
They have. But it's clickbook. It's like somebody calling somebody the neighborhood garden team. And it's always been a rumor of that person, just because they saw him or her talk to, you know, one guy or two guys or one her husband or one his wife. You know, it's a rumor that has never really been substantiated. Even down when it comes down to the money allegedly paid out, I'm just going to be honest with you. From his attorneys, they can't find all this stuff that people saying he did. They can't find it. They said they've investigated hundreds of allegations. I mean, hundreds. And they can't find none of them be truthful.
So, on the docuseries, that's the thing.
That's not true. See, the issue is like
all
the lady says, it's a narrative. It's a narrative. The narrative stared from Aaliyah, the myth of Aaliyah. Of him allegedly marrying her with the fake documents and all
that
stuff.
That was true. Even Damon Dash said that was true.
Well, this is the thing. Listen. If that was really true, he would have been in jail during the first trial. They would have brought that up. Because this is the thing. They keep saying that, you know, because I know goodness well, there's no way in the world I'm going to allow some grown man to stay married to my daughter for 6 months when I only think a normally only goes for 30, 90 days. So where's 6 months coming in at? And then we can't find it. We cannot find it. And these I really associate with some really diehard R. Kelly fans. We can't find it. I mean, you can see them little documents, like one of the certificates that we saw, marriage certificates that we saw on line. I'm like, what are signatures at? There's no signatures. And then another one that we saw, they're all manuscript, look like they're written by the same person. So I'm like, what you know, because I feel like he would have been in jail on that. No way, no way he would have walked away if that was the truth.
Let me ask you something, Ms. Stewart. What you thought the interview between Oprah's girlfriend and R. Kelly? What you thought of that?
I thought that they really they played on him. Not because it was intentional. It was because, you know, she's a journalist, and that's what she does. But, you know, and they were really – I didn't like the interview at all. I really don't think he should have done it.
Yeah, you think he's going to get satisfied soon?
Huh?
You think his lawyer gave him bad advice?
His lawyer told him not to do it. His attorney did not advise him to do that. Yeah, that's still good. We like I say, I'm associated with a lot of diehard R. Kelly fans. We keep in contact with their attorneys, and their attorneys do quite a few interviews. Steve Greenberg and both Doug Anton, even in some of our groups. And let me tell you, they did advise him to not do it. But, you know, R. Kelly wanted to do the interview because he really wanted to feel like he was clearing his name. But the damage is done. So, you know, when people are saying, oh, he, you know, he did this, you know, the way he acted and whatever, that just show he guilt. No, that just means he's tired. If you look at R. Kelly, he has denied that allegation over the years. Some of the women that's accusing R. Kelly, 100%, don't even never met him. I promise you, and I promise you this. Don't even know him.
Never met him. But they
because he never met him.
They said. Now, a lot of people, have said that they saw the sex tape. I think to the one that like 10 years ago, they saw the sex tape.
Right.
You know, R. Kelly and stuff like that. And R. Kelly said, "That's not me. That's my brother." Even his brother came on and said, "Nah, man, that's not me on the sex tape. That's Robert." You know, so I don't know.
And see, that's
I
the thing.
Didn't see the tape. I just go by what people stated that what mm-hmm. they said the that sort of tape. Now, press one if you got a comment. You want to join the conversation? Just press one. But Stuart, sorry to cut you off, but I just said they even got a sex tape on the cat. You know, that's what
That's the thing. This is the issue. This is the whole thing with the sex tape. I don't care if R. Kelly's in a sex tape. He's a grown man. He could be whatever he want to be. Okay.
But the girl was a little girl. She was under 16.
Well, no, she wasn't. No, she wasn't. No, she wasn't. We saw that. No, she wasn't. We saw that sex tape. She did. She was younger, but she was not underage. The young woman that they're speaking of, because I'm about to make this make sense. The young woman that they're speaking of right now, she has always, even to this day, she heard said it's not her. And then when they did a screenshot of, because you know you can't watch video because allegedly it's porn. So, but they did a screenshot of the scene of him and this person. I said, she ain't even 13. She more like 20. And she's not even young. So, you know, this is the thing. Number one, he was acquitted from this because like they said, the jury said they could not, they knew, they feel like it was him, but they could not say that was the person that they said in the video. Number one. Number two, if my daughter was allegedly in a video with a grown man, why would a newspaper call the aunt and say, come down and identify this young lady and tell me that's your niece? That is not her right. They should have called the parents if that was true. That makes no sense to me. Absolutely none. Like now they were trying to say, this young lady, she's in protective custody because she can't testify. I got videos of her with her at her brother's birthday party back in July having a good time. Like, it's so – the docuseries, it did a mean. But let me tell you, some of those people had already called R. Kelly and said, hey, we did not know that they were going to chop that interview up to make it be what it is. They had no idea. They took their word and just, got, you know, you think they're making a whole sentence, but actually they chopped up a lot of stuff to make it appear that they were saying something totally different. That's what I have a problem with. So now he's charged with this, and they rushed the judge to charge him with evidence that. Because now they got to keep on pushing stuff back because the attorney's already said, what is evidence that? They're looking over everything.
Is he in jail or he walking the streets?
No. He's in there waiting trial. His trial starts in September because they keep pushing it back.
He couldn't make bail?
You know, he's still in jail. They're trying to get him out for his trial, to prepare for his trial, because he is type 2 diabetic now. And then with the COVID and stuff, the attorneys can't visit him. So they're having a hard time with a 1 minute, you know, a 15-minute phone call once a week. Usually that's to Joycelyn. And, you know, what real counsel can he get? So the issue is, okay, can he get a fair trial? Can they get a fair trial?
I don't know if he could get, unless they move the show to Australia or Africa or something. Because everybody's on the View with Oprah Winfrey girlfriend and on CBS. Everybody saw that. You know, they kept on running it all day.
They did.
Unless he goes to Brazil. He go to Brazil and have the trial. Maybe he could get over. But I don't know if he'll get a fair trial in the United States, man.
It's going to be rough, but I think it's very possible. Having a brother myself who was on trial for a very serious crime of murder, you know, a lot of people thought he would be found guilty.
If they lock up Bill Cosby, if they lock up Bill Cosby and put Michael Jackson on trial twice, lock up Mike Tyson for a rape he did. Matter of fact, Mike Tyson said today, man, I wish I would have walked that girl back downstairs.
Seriously. Yeah, and Tupac, too.
They could keep him in jail for the next 5 years, man. They could keep R. Kelly in jail for the next 5 years without a sweat.
Yep. Yeah, and that's what they're trying to do because, see, they're trying to, like his attorney said, they're trying to get evidence that's not even there. See, they rushed the judgment on it. See, they should have done what they did to Michael Jackson. They should have investigated him, all those allegations first, before they rushed the judgment. See, Michael Jackson never did federal, he wasn't charged federally. He was only charged by the state, and he was still acquitted.
Yes.
But there were people when Michael Jackson, exactly, yep. Because people were calling saying, hey, I was on a train one time and Michael Jackson was this little boy and we heard moaning and groaning. And they were investigating all these allegations. And that's the same thing they should have done with R. Kelly.
But on Netflix, right? And a couple scenes, a couple shots, they had R. Kelly and a little girl walking, and that little girl is an adult now. Talk about that's her, and you know they were going somewhere. She had a fur coat on. He liked furs. Every time I seen her, he in a fur coat and a fur hat. He was walking across the street. I mean, this one scene. He was walking across the street, and a girl and a dude was behind. Or a girl and a guy was behind him, and the girl was playing. That was her. You know, but he get himself in different situations, man. You know. Like,
this is the thing.
After Michael Jackson, after that first trial, he got acquitted for sex abuse or child abuse, child endangerment.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you go back around children? Why would you open yourself up and go back?
Yeah.
That's just like me. If here I am, or Bill Cosby, you know, even though it was years ago, 20, 25, 30, 40, 50 years ago, he had his manager on. And imagine, you know, out of all those women, you know, that said some what he did to him, maybe one or two of them might be true. The rest are out for the money and the publicity. Because there were always rumors that Bill Cosby was a lover boy. You know, he liked women.
Right.
You know, so, and come to find out, I heard on a show say back in them days, Quincy Jones was doing it. It was a regular thing, you know, pop Quaaludes get banged up and have sex back in the 60s.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of them did that.
Acid pills. That was that era, you know. And now just to come out, you know, it's the only thing back then. But see, in Bill Cosby's case, this is not the first time he got problems. You know, the first time when he got to buy one of those stations with NBC, they killed his son on the highway. And the second time he did it again, they put him in prison. You won't be able to, because, you know, Bill has it like that. But I was saying, you know, why put yourself in that situation? If there's a rumor about you, why put yourself in that situation?
That's the thing. R. Kelly never did. That's the whole issue we're trying to get across to people. He's never been around.
Well, I said rumor.
No, everybody.
I said rumor.
Yeah, but rumor, but how can you not? If you are a music mogul and you're making videos, you can't account for everybody that come in there that may be underage. We're not saying that that's what happened, but we're just saying if somebody slipped one in there, you can't tell them that. Because there's, let me tell you, people who lived in his house, lived with him, cannot say he didn't want anybody underage. Listen, Azriel didn't even go with R. Kelly. She was 18. She turned 18 that December. That's when she went with him. She didn't go with him no other time before. So it's the narrative that has been told about him over the years is just unbelievable. But when you talk to those who are very, very close to him, not one person can account for anybody. Like, they don't even know half the people. The only one that they can account, that they can say, oh, he may have known, was the pastor. I don't even like saying the name, whatever. Okay. But she didn't tell her story. Her whole story. She didn't tell how when she was 16, during that first trial, she going in the courtroom with her friend that's older. See, she wasn't expecting her little friend to come out talking like a little bird. She was going in this first trial, sitting up in the first trial, looking at pornography, using a fake ID to get in there. So that's why you see her maybe in the picture where R. Kelly, after the court, she wasn't with him. She was basically stalking him. You could just tell he wouldn't be bothered with it. He didn't even know who she was. So, and then she actually did not meet him until she was a year later. When they went to, they were invited to a party by one of his friends. When they got to the door, R. Kelly opened the door. He ID'd everybody. This young lady did not have no ID. The one that's accusing him right now of all this other stuff turned around. No, you can't come in here. So I have a hard time believing that he put himself, the person that he has grown to become, when you already get off, you know, this first accusation, I have a hard time believing that he deliberately put himself out there like that. And if anybody slipped through the door, you better believe they had some fake ID, their mama was lying with them. It definitely wasn't something that he went out and sought and did, because there are people that he's surrounded with right now, they're not younger, they're older. So it's like, I have a hard time believing he was out here searching for a 13-year-old. Like, the narrative is unbelievable that they put out about him. Whether or not he's promiscuous or not, that's his life. I don't care about that part. But were you out here searching for little bitty kids, 12, 13 years old? There, we have not found no proof outside of what they tried to say in the docuseries. Because you know it's another one that came out afterwards. There's another docuseries that came out that another man did that cleaned a lot of stuff up. And it's like, it's another one. It's called ASA, some network. You had to pay like $9.95 for it. But he did one, because what it was after the first docuseries came out, this man was trying to kind of level it out, and he was going to do one with R. Kelly. But since R. Kelly got, you know, had got charged and all that, he kind of switched it up. So he still got some more people who were in the first docuseries, well, at least one in particular, Dominique. He got her to speak in this docuseries against, you know, R. Kelly.
Yeah, well, I say, you know their names and everything.
Because like I say, I'm in the support group. Yeah, because I support the truth. I support the truth. I don't like to see anybody be mistreated. And because I said it before on other channels, but I have a brother. Well, had a brother. He was charged with serious crime of murder. It was self defense of a female, and I know how the law tried to get him to take a plea deal, and they charged him. He sat in prison, you know, jail for a year, so he was acquitted. So I know how the law could be. And they steered the narrative, saying, you know, they steered the terror. I mean, it was just like what was going on and what they tried to say that he did. It was unbelievable how they swayed that narrative. And just like now, just that R. Kelly's a star. But I do support the truth. And I support equal justice, and I support a fair trial, and I don't feel like he's getting that. I just don't. I don't feel like he's getting it. I don't think it's fair.
Well, let me switch up the question, but it's about the same topic. But let me switch up the question. Do you think that's a problem in the black neighborhood where you have much older men looking for underage girls?
No, because I was young at one time. I dated older men. I wasn't always honest about my age. So I can't – people think that, though, because, you know, this is the thing that I have. You got a 13 – if that were the case, you got a 13-year-old, 14-year-old, they can make a decision to the world whether or not they want to be a boy or girl. Then everybody accept it. Although this person never ever experienced this, you know, intimacy with the opposite sex. They all of a sudden know they want to be with the same sex and all they want to change their bodies over and stuff. But
I'm on record. I don't support that. I mean, like, what the thing that the Wade's doing to his son, you know, having his penis cut off is crazy and making and changing his name to a girl. Wait till that person get 18 years old and that person can make his or her own decision if that's what he wants to be, because he just might be going through a phase or whatnot, and he can change his mind at the age of 21, you know, or 18, you know, just like you can't drink at 21, but you cut your penis off at 12. Nah, man, I can't support that. Wait till that dude get 21. Excuse me. Wait till that person get 21 and let him or her make that decision. You know, I think, in fact, you know, like under some state laws, that might be endangering a child.
It is. Because they're saying now that over half of those children that make the decision to change the sex over, they regret it as they get older.
They don't have experience with the world.
Exactly.
I could see if the person was 16 years old. And how culture just rushed through, way to go, way to go. You're just taking another dude out of the black race. But anyway, so you don't think that's a problem? Well, I see a lot of older men, like 45 years old, 50 years old, going after 15, 16-year-olds. That to me is sexual abuse. And I mean, you have prominent men in this country that's going after, to me, a 15-16-year-old, not a woman. A 15-16-year-old is a young lady. It's a girl to me. You know, so... Mm-hmm.
In my mind, she... Yeah, for real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And,
that's true.
You know what? I don't care how curvy that 16-year-old is. All she had to do was open her mouth. You know she ain't a woman. There's a joke that Richard Pryor said in one of his comedies. Richard Pryor, you know who Richard Pryor
is? Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. He was doing the show, right? He would talk about how old his children, his daughter's getting, how old he's getting, and they invite their friends over to swim in his swimming pool and everything. They'd be wearing the bathing suit. He'd be looking at her, his daughter's friends, say, wow. And all they had to do was open his mouth. He'd say, oh no, and he run. Meaning, in other words, I don't care how big a breast they have, how big a butt they have, or hips or thighs they have, all they got to do is open their mouth. They probably even know who the president of the United States is. I asked one guy, right? I said, what kind of conversation would you have with this young lady? I don't need to have a conversation. So to me, I think that's an issue. That's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
I know in a lot of urban areas, guys stay on the corner, girls going to school, not high school, junior high school, and saying things to the girls and whatnot. Like, really? You old enough to be?
You should be in jail at that day. Yeah, granddaddy, for real. I'm serious. That's me, pervert at that level. Yeah.
You know, like I said, I really have problems with like, if you 50 and you dating someone that's 19 years old. They just got out of puberty.
But you can't always.
Where is the level of maturity? What kind of communication you have? Or are you going to be teaching her how to be an adult? I know that person might be legal age. And you won't go to jail, but sometimes you gotta have to practice some type of ethics and self control.
But the thing is, we can't always blame the older men, because these younger women love older men. They love them. I dated somebody 30 when I was like 16. You cannot just put it on them, because I know these women, they're hot, they're fast girls. These little girls,
run.
They doing things,
run.
They doing a lot of stuff with their bodies, huh?
You run. You run.
But not all men think that, not all men,
I
wouldn't date nobody.
95% of the men, okay, and they, if they'll put by a young girl, they'll probably, 95% will run with it. I'm on that 5%. I'll turn around and run. I am gone.
Me personally, I wouldn't date anybody that young, but when it comes down to men and women, a lot of men will date younger women, think it's because they want to, control them or anything. I think it's just the way they look. They have, nice bodies and stuff. Usually at that age, they want to be taken care of at that age,
There's nothing wrong with dating someone younger than yourself. It's nothing wrong with that. But like, if you think somebody 30, 40 years younger than you, like Mick Jagger or the Beatles,
mm-hmm.
not the Beatles, mm-hmm. But Rolling Stone, Mick Jagger, mm-hmm. Rolling Stone, just like 2 years ago, just had a baby. Now, he's 75, 76 years old, and the woman's 25 years old. That should be against the law.
Right.
That's
But
I can see you being 50 and a woman's 35. That's cool. She's 35 years old. She has seen some of the world. She has seen some stuff. But you 50 and the girl is 25? Nah.
My dad dated somebody younger. She was younger than me. You know, obviously it didn't work out, but, you know, she dated. So as long as you have legal age, it doesn't bother me if she's 18, he's 45, as long as she's legal age, because she could sign a contract, you know, there's things that they can do legally at that age. It might not be, like you say, maybe ethically or whatever, you know what I mean, because it's just such a big age gap. He could have been through life at 40-some years old and some, but she's just now getting there, so I could definitely see that.
Not even started.
But, you know, these women out here, they are after these older men. We can't put it all the blame on the men. We can't. A lot of them not going to run. And then you got, you know, 18-year-old may lie, say he's 21.
I know a lot aren't going to run. I know that. And I know a lot of them will be tickled to death. And I just want to know what kind of conversation can you have with the 18-year-old and you 45 years old? I mean, the Abulaj Muhammad and Malcolm X fell out of that issue. That's why the Nation of Islam is not strong now, because of that issue. And you knock them out.
The conversation would definitely be different.
Yeah. I mean, I just want to know what can you talk about? Like, I'm not into the things that an 18-year-old is into.
Right.
I'm not into playing video games. You know, I didn't grow up in that generation that had video games. You know, so. I don't know. I mean, like, I know in some cultures, they really seem supportive. Because you want to keep your legacy going, you know, so they really support older men and young girls, like 14 years old and the guy is 45, 50 years old. As long as he pays for that girl. He pays for that girl. Mm-hmm. Like Afghanistan, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, all that, even certain African countries. That is all legal. Soon she get her period, she got him. In Israel, I think in Israel they just cut that out. It used to be like that with the white Jews. So, but mitzvah, she can marry. The guy got to pay for it. He can afford it. He can meet that. I forgot they got a name for it, but he can meet that standard. He's all well and good. Me, I don't know.
Well, yeah, I definitely understand that. You know, like, let's say me personally, I wouldn't. But you're looking at the world of entertainment. You know, like when you switch it over to the entertainment industry, and you know, a lot of those young women. Like I was reading, the youngest groupie that was like the rock stars and stuff, they were groupies and chased these rock stars. They were like 12 years old out here literally putting themselves out there to be with older men and these rock stars. So that's why I say that's I'm not a statutory rape type person, you know, as far as, because I know how the young women are. I know how they are. They're very, very promiscuous. And, like I say, me personally, I wouldn't date a younger guy because I have sons in the 30s. So I wouldn't do it personally. But, you know, as far as men and younger women and stuff, yeah, I mean, we put ourselves out there very young as women, you know, because we look at the men our age. When I know I was 16, a 16-year-old boy wasn't mature. All he going to do is cheat on you, beat on you, but you got Johnny over here that got this nice car that could take me back and forth to work, school, or whatever, and he can buy me clothes. I'm going to go to Johnny. That's how we think of things. So, you know, so when people say, you know, all of the older men, these younger women be out there putting themselves out there too. But when it comes down to like R. Kelly and stuff,
Go ahead, finish up.
No, but I was going to say, when it comes down, you go back to what we talked about earlier with R. Kelly and stuff, there hasn't been any, there's been younger women, but underage, we have not found that to be true. But younger, you know, 18, 19, absolutely. But, you know, but that's just the music industry. That's just how they are for the most part. You know, the women, I mean, who they going to put in the video to shake their butt? A 45-year-old? They're going to put them 18, 19-year-olds in there because they got the bodies and the looks and, you know, that's just what the music. So if that's the case, lock up every single body in the music industry.
Well, the entertainment business, I just heard, entertainment business is kind of weird anyway.
Yeah.
Run by
it's
weirdo, like Weinstein. You know, ain't that something like Weinstein got busted before Bill? Weinstein is still on the streets and Bill is locked up. You know, I can't deal with that. Anyway. We got a few minutes left, right? Tell the audience about your business that you have.
Well, I am a retired cosmetologist. I retired after 25 years. I actually started a skincare line a couple of years ago, and I do taxes. I'm a tax preparer. I'm currently studying to become a real estate agent, so I'm kind of revamping my life after so many years, and I'm working on my doctorate degree in business. So, but yeah, my skincare line, I have skincare products for both men and women. I have our skin cleansers, moisturizers, toners, you name it, I have it for just about any skin type. So that's mainly what I do. And then,
you
know,
make these products or you sell for a corporation?
I actually went to a lab. They're my products. I went
really?
To a lab, got them created. Yeah. And it wasn't cheap. It's costly to get a laboratory to make your products and stuff, and then you got to think about the packaging and all that other good stuff. Yeah, but I have my own. So my website is orissamichelle.com, but I haven't really put my products up there yet. I just got a couple $1,000 worth of order, for shipment in. So I'm waiting on my labels and all that good stuff. So, but yeah, my website will be up and functioning real soon. But yeah, that's exactly what I do. Absolutely. Okay. So I've been an entrepreneur for a long time. So that's just in my blood.
It sounds like it.
So
if anybody interested, you know, get your number out. If anybody interested for oil, you do this. You do distribution, and you don't sell like to one person. You sell to like companies, right?
No, I do sell to individuals. Just a regular skincare average person. They need some facial cleanser or something. Yeah, I supply for them absolutely. Yes.
So let me ask you something. I'm really going off topic now. How does it feel to be your own boss?
I enjoy it. I hate clocking in for people. I mean, I've definitely done it, you know, from time to time. But you definitely feel a sense of freedom. But and then you know you have to work when you're self-employed because this is all on you. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's not,
Bill's,
you know what I mean? You get up, you go to work. Yes. You know, no vacation time, none of that. No paid vacation, none of that. You really have to, it teaches me to make sure, stay on budget, especially during this pandemic. you know. But I enjoyed. I would not change being. I wouldn't change it for the world. And, you know, but if I have to get a job, I would. But I enjoy being my own boss. I've been doing it even when I was doing hair, you know, making my own schedule, you know, when I wanted to go in. If I didn't want to work this day, I have that choice. If I want to go on vacation, I have that choice. And I enjoy it. I really do enjoy it. I really do.
Ms. Stewart, I thank you for coming on the show. And you and I will talk again. And you just gave me some ideas about some about the entrepreneurial part. And probably in another month, I'll just go get another call. And we'll talk, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on your show. Maybe we can talk about diet and exercise and all that good stuff within our community.
Yeah, nutrition and stuff like that.
That's
very important because our dietary habits are very negative. And sometimes I slip. Slip, you know what I mean? I know I'm not supposed to eat that fried chicken, but I eat it. And what makes it so bad? What makes it so bad, right? All these fast food areas. And even into the grocery stores in our communities.
Mm-hmm.
They're not selling us appropriate dietary foods. I mean, foods got all kinds of bacteria and all kinds of stuff in it that cause diabetes, cancer, hypertension.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that's affected the most in the world is America.
And we're the sickest, and the COVID is affecting us the most. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's killing us the most. Yeah, it really is.
Okay, so, yeah, of course, you can expect a call from me in another month, Ms. Stewart, okay? And you
Thank
be
you
safe.
So much.
Yes, and you be safe out here during this COVID and protect yourself, okay?
Thank you. You as well. You have a good one, okay?
You too. Okay.
Bye-bye.
That was interesting. Audience, you know me. I'm not a real celebrity type dude. But that was really, really interesting. Y'all be safe. Remember, we added another show in a couple weeks called the Port Harlem Magazine Hour by Wayne A. Young. And he could be talking about the globalization and black nationalism and all that. And it's going to be interesting. Y'all tune in tomorrow night with a cutting edge. Let me show him.
Hold it now.